X and 0TR. 0TR, clear.
0TR, KO4PX beat.
How you doing today?
Yep, doing good. Just leaving the customer side after having to reload a desktop. So I'm definitely doing good. How about you?
That old computer crashed last night, the one I use with my ham radio. And therefore, it disabled my band scope. I'm not very happy with that. It keeps asking for a backup disk, which I don't have. But it's a pretty old laptop.
One thing that might work out pretty well for you is just get a, just buy a new hard drive and load the operating system on that, and put the other one in as a secondary. That way, you should still at least be able to have access to your application and be able to retrieve some of your data.
Way over my head, Lloyd. But I've had a external hard drive that's 5G hooked to it, and it updates several times a night. I see it say, you know, it's updating. But I don't have any idea to get the stuff off of that to it. I just had it plugged into a USB port on that laptop.
One thing you can even try is unplugging that external device, and it's cycling the power on the laptop to see if it'll actually come up, because sometimes when they do that, they'll actually try to boot to the external device.
Did you replace your clock battery?
Thank you, Lloyd. Hi, Wyatt. What about the battery?
Well, KJ4, CTD Middle. I didn't hear all your conversation, but it sounded like you're having problems booting. That it's trying to boot off a different external drive. Is that what you said?
No, Wyatt. I'm not a good computer guy. But that's what Lloyd said.
See if there's a little watch battery in your laptop that backs up your BIOS memory and stuff like that. And sometimes if that goes bad, heck breaks loose.
That's simply one thing to check, but another way to do that, so just unplug that external device and then power off the laptop, and when it powers back up, it will tell you most of the time if the CMOS battery has died, because you'll see where it has set it back to the default time of, you know, I think like what, 1980 or some number like that.
Give that a try, because I sure miss my band scope. It's got a dongle on it, if you know what that is. I don't, but I know it's on there. And I had a good friend of mine help me set it up, or I'd have never got that part set up. It's a TS-590SG radio, and I just love it. But I do like the band scope, but the radios with the band scopes are kind of pricey. Go ahead, Wyatt.
That stuff out. Erase your hard drive and put Linux on it.
No, I know he's pulling my leg. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yeah, that's one of the safest things that Windows has done now. They've hidden that part where people would just either delete the operating system files, because it has really hurt a lot of people in the older days that they were allowed to delete part of the operating system files.
Yeah, you guys are way above my pay grade on that, but I'll try that. I can do that. But I've had that hooked to it for a long time. And, I noticed, I know that comes off the sound card on that VGA plug that goes up to the 27-inch screen up there. And I noticed that there was a great deal of interference the other day on 40 meters, but it wasn't on any of the other bands. but from about 7.0 megacycles up to about 70-20, it was just all orange and elevated, and of course I blamed the Russians for over-the-horizon radar. In the back of my mind, that's what I was thinking, but I knew differently, but nothing else was on around here to do that, and it had appeared before, so it was probably telling me something then, Lloyd.
Probably so, or that you can blame it on TikTok.
I'm not running the radio from it. I'm just running a bandscope from the computer. And I can go up on that bandscope, which is just a LCD screen, and I can click on any little pip I see on there, which is CW station, which I'm working 99% of the time, or sideband. And the radio automatically tunes to that spot. I have to push the tuner, but it automatically follows wherever I click on the bandscope.
So it's only half of an SDR. Got it.
Like I said, N4IQ set it up for me, and he's a dang genius on that stuff, about like you guys, and it's been many years ago, but it's really been a great asset, especially when the stations are running split and it's a zoo, you know, when a lot of them's trying to get into these special event stations and that, and it helps me to figure out what the split is and then make my transmission.
Now you're talking well above my pay grade.
Times when it's a de-expedition, they call it, the guys go out to these remote little islands and rocks in the middle of the ocean, or to just places all over the world, and they set up antennas and try to make as many contacts as they can. Well, the younger guys, of course, they've never worked these stations, and me, I work most of them. I work 307 countries, and I don't know how many there are total. I never used to keep track till I come down here, and the guys got me interested. But I think there's something like 334. So it's hard for me to find a new one. But those guys that go out on these expeditions obviously are new people. And so it's a different group of folks, so I'll go ahead and work them anyways just for fun. It's just a hobby. But they will listen on, say, 7007, and then when they transmit, they'll say, okay, we're going to be from 7007 to 7012. So anywhere in there, any little increment between those two places, that's where they'll listen. And when they do, you transmit there, and he'll answer you back there on the 7007 frequency, if you get what I mean, Lloyd.
It's pretty much like the ham radio does, transmits and receives. And when you get in trouble that you're talking on the output.
Yep, sort of like 2 meters, very similar to that, and he will listen up there, and if it's on a real busy one, he might be 10 KCs, and there'll be thousands of guys trying to get in there at the same time all over the world, and unless he's working particularly like U.S., or he'll say EU for Europe, or JA for Japan. And then he doesn't want to hear from you. He wants to hear from those countries. Or a lot of times they'll work from area, you know, 0 through 9. And that's the only time you're supposed to call. But you're not supposed to call on his frequency. You call on the split.
that's definitely interesting and definitely shows me that I've got a lot more to learn about this.
If I up one or up three, whatever, and then on sideband, they'll be up 10 to 20 at times if it's real busy because sideband's much wider, you know. You're talking 2,600 hertz in there. And so he'll be split for a long ways and taking up quite a bit of area there. But it's just for fun, and it's a skill. You've got to learn where to listen, and you got to be able to get in there within milliseconds on CW, or you're not going to be hurt by the DX.
It's KO4PXB. Yeah, I haven't mastered any part of the CW right now to even be able to get in there and talk and listen to anybody. So, yeah, I'll listen and start picking up stuff like that, but definitely nowhere near the point to transmit anything.
KB4CBA.
I don't know where Wyatt went unless he went into the dead zone up there. Go ahead, Dave. It's in 0TR.
Am I hitting the repeater?
Aren't you? Probably have to call 911.
Well, does your face hurt?
But no, yours is killing me. Phew, you've been tormenting this afternoon, that little yellow ball.
A guy named Murali, he gave me a whooping on in singles. He took me to school today.
Eating after the way, you know, elderly abuse that he treats me. What do you think, Lloyd?
Yep. It all depends on, and it hurts worse when somebody of a really younger age has been playing tennis a lot less than you have. Takes you to school like that.
Morales, I'm not really sure how old he is, but he's got to be younger than I am, but he's no spring chicken, but he can get around, let me tell you. And he can hit that ball.
Dave, he has no respect for his inferiors.
Obviously, his parents did not teach him well to respect her elders.
Superiors.
And what?
Here comes wisdom, Dave. There's your tip of the day.
Oh, my goodness. You left yourself wide open there, but I'm not going to even grace that with a reply.
Serious, we were trying to diagnose my computer problems, of which I know nothing about. And go ahead, Lloyd.
With computers, always start with the simplest things of unplugging it and let it start with the basics, and it'll pretty much tell you, you know, a general idea if there's something wrong with it. Because like we were mentioning earlier, just disconnect the external drive and power it off, or just turn it off and then turn it back on, and it will tell you if you see the time frame that the time is set back to, I think it's like 1/1/1980 or some effect like that, that CMOS battery has died. And right, it's just a watch battery that you, most of the time we've seen it where you have to take the cover off, all depends on what type of laptop it is, that you have to take, you know, either the keyboard out or the back of it off to get that CMOS battery replaced.
No, I'll give it. Well, work on the chicken pen now. Dave's hurt my feelings so much I have to turn the radio off and go out there. But Patrick's going to come by, and we're going to give him some eggs here in a little while. He's got one more stop to go. But I'm just crushed, Dave.
There and take care of the girls and make sure they're doing okay. Got plenty to eat and water and all that stuff. And you might turn on the air conditioner or something. I don't know. What do you think, Lloyd? Think he's got an AC for the ladies out there.
Yep, you don't want the chicken coop to get too hot. So add some fried chicken, or the eggs will start boiling or getting fried already.
Well, today, out there, Lloyd, Dave, we was out spreading insecticide on the yard, and everything started to fall apart on my body, so I had to come in and get a knee brace on. But we got her done, finally. Bernice and I done it. I put out those little yellow or orange flags, and that way you know what you've done and what you haven't done. We got that out, and it's supposed to rain tomorrow, and that's a good thing. You're supposed to water it after you put it out. It's real fine stuff. And the lawn's really looking pretty, beans, it's fescue. It won't when it gets real hot in the summer, I'm sure. Well, we got that done, and now we got to go out and reinforce the chicken coop with some chicken wire. And other than that, we're good to go. So I'm going to let you guys go, and good to hear you both. And Dave, I'm glad you got to hear me. Anyways, 73's guys. KB4CBA to take it in 0TR73's.
Well, it's good to hear you in there, and glad you're doing okay. And go ahead, Lloyd.
I'm truly glad that weather's turning out nice, and hopefully the HOA will get off their keister and send me the okay to go ahead and start putting some azaleas and stuff in the front yard to make the mulch, the barked in and mulched area look a little bit prettier.
My neighbor was out putting up, putting out, what is that stuff? And I'm trying to think what that stuff's called. But anyway, moss and on his around his house there, and he already has some, but you know, he always puts a little fresh on there because all that, you know, they paint that stuff, they color it depending on what color you want it, and you know, once it rains it just turns this kind of dull gray color. So I told my wife, I said, why don't we buy new mulch every year? Why don't we just, why don't I just spray paint it? You know, what's the difference? I could just get a sprayer and spray the mulch that's already down, and what the heck? I mean, that's got to be cheaper than buying those bags of mulch, and then you got to put it out. Man, that's a job.
Yep, that's true. I kind of, you know, there's a little place that sells firewood and stuff like that not far from my house on Highway 14, and they'll bring it out by a truckload, and they'll dump it, and then I just spread it out from there, and it's already... It's pretty much wood that they shredded up already, so it's already got that natural color.
I tell you, some of these guys have really got a lot of nerve. This guy, I've seen this twice now, this guy on a motorcycle, he just pulls up to the front of the line here of all these cars, and, I guess he... I guess you think somebody's going to let him in, and sure enough, I mean, you know, somebody will, but that's not the way to ride a motorcycle.
Nope, that is truly not. I'm just going to keep my comments to myself on what should be done, because that way I don't want people to think that I'm violent, but like, you're right, that's just not right for somebody to just do that to get ahead so they don't have to wait in line like everybody else.
It's too bad my car won't fit through there. Oh, mate. Woohoo! Yeah, there was this guy yesterday in Wade Hampton. I mean, he's on 6 lanes of traffic. He wants to turn left on the Airwood Road, and so he just, this is long left turn line. We're in the median, just back way up. I mean, it's just unreal. And so, so he just comes by us. I could hear him coming, and just idling and just rolling by. And man, that thing sounded like it was spitting and sputtering and popping. I told my wife, I said, he may not make it to where he's going the way that thing's running.
For some odd reason, Dave, there was a lot of static in your conversation, but I'm going inside right now for a few minutes and get the child, the baby from daycare, so I'll probably be out probably about 5 minutes. KO4PXB.
Well, yeah, I'm in a bad place right here. It's noisy. Sorry about that. KB4, I'll be around a little bit. KB4 CBA mobile.